Hi, babies. This is George.
And this is Donna.
And this is currently with George and Donna.
Summertime.
Summertime. Summer's in the air.
Summertime. And the living is easy. Is that a real song?
I don't know, but you can make it.
Okay.
You can make a real song. So, we are talking about summer this episode because we're kind of in the middle of it. We've been looking forward to this whole year of renovations and getting the pool ready and the pool house ready and getting things ready to hanging out, relaxing during the summer. And you know what we have not been doing?
Playing some b-ball outside of the school.
No, we have not. We've done some relaxing.
Yeah, we have.
It's been an endless list of items to do and things like that. So, as we talk about summer, do you feel like it's summer?
Yes and no. I feel like every time I have to peel my thigh off of something because it is sweating. Yes, 100% yes.
Love that noise when you peel your thigh off something. It's just like that.
Plasticky, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peeling sound. Ugh.
Yeah. In those instances, yes, for sure. Other than that, not really. I feel like we need a vacate. Like, we need to go back to children's rules where we get some time off. And we get to sit inside and play video games and eat freezies.
Yeah, there's, like, no designation for summer for an adult.
Right.
Unless you have kids. I guess that's a big sign, right? You have kids, it's a big sign. Okay, school's over.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be home or I have to figure out ways to entertain them for 3 months.
Yeah. My sign when I was younger was when my mom would come home with like one of those 100 count boxes of Icy Pops to put in the freezer. And I was like, oh snap, Beverly. This is my cue to eat about 15 of these in a row and play Mario all day and Donkey Kong. Thank you, Beverly. You may go back to whatever you were doing now. And then I would just disappear and eat a bunch of Freezies and play some Nintendo. And it's like, sure, I have a Nintendo Switch nowadays, but it just doesn't feel the same.
Mm-mm.
It's like my job keeps wanting me to go back there every day.
Yeah. They're not giving you 3 months off. You're pretending like you have 3 months off, but they ain't giving it to you.
Right. I can only block them out of my head for so long, and then it's Monday again.
Okay, for me, because I'm thinking about this. For me, a big indicator is when it's lighter later. The sun's out longer during the day. That's a big indication for me, like, summer, spring is here, yes.
Wait, is it summer or is it spring?
Spring, summer.
Oh. Is that like a dog day? What's a dog day? Dog days of summer? What is a dog day? Sorry, I just got sidetracked. Go back to what you were saying.
Okay, I don't even remember anymore.
You said spring is here, and it confused me. My brain went on a glitch loop, and here we are.
Okay. Sorry, babies.
Sorry about that, babies. Anyway, you can rest easy knowing that it's light out later.
That signals summer to me. It's lighter later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to do more stuff for longer. When I leave work, it's not this dark, gloomy. I have the same amount of hours, right? Like we typically, you know, get off at 6 and then we're home by 6, I should say. We got another 6 hours. Mm-hmm. But it feels different when it's already dark.
Some people, side note, some people were probably just like doing the math like, wait a minute. Hold on. You get home at 6 and then you're up for 6. Yes. George and I are night owls. We come alive at night.
Mm.
And so we fight our sleep every night, I'd say.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I am not a morning. Like, Donna and 6 a.m. are not on a first name basis with one another. We don't communicate if we don't have to. I don't even know what that girl is up to lately. I try not to wake up before any time before 7:15.
And I think a lot about getting up early. So I think about it and I'd be like, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice.
Oh, it sounds great on paper.
Yeah.
It's like, I woke up at 5:30. I watched a rooster crow and then I made a cup of coffee and sat there for an hour contemplating life. But it's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely do feel like you have more time when you get up early. Like, there's been times where I have to get up early to go do something. I feel like I've gotten so much more accomplished when I get up early. It's a new sensation. But I don't know if I'd feel that way if I did that all the time.
Here's the thing, though. You get up at 5:30. Come 9:30 that night, you're ready to call it a day. You're sleepy. You know, yeah. It's like you gotta sleep.
Yeah.
So you trade one for the other anyway.
So, like, do you follow Mark Wahlberg on Instagram?
How close can I get to the mic to say no?
Well, he's always getting up at a real question. Yeah.
Okay.
You follow all kinds of people on Instagram. Why are you acting all weird about Mark Wahlberg?
Not Marky Mark.
Marky Mark, yeah.
I don't follow Marky Mark.
Well, he gets up like at 4 a.m. and he's like, okay, join the 4 a.m. club. And he's like working out. But
he keeps in touch with every single member of the Funky Bunch. Every single one. That's why he has to get up so early, because there's like 30 of them.
Oh, is there?
And I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Okay. I was like, man, that's a big group. And so he gets up and then he like works out and then he does this whole day of filming and all that stuff that he does. And then, but then I see like 7:30, time to go to bed.
Right.
And I'm like, I just got home.
Yeah. So Marky Mark's over there going to bed at 15 minutes to 8 every night. Sure, he's waking up, but then, like, what about dinner with friends? What about your favorite program? Like,
I think, and I don't know him personally, but I think that...
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought you were keeping that from me this whole time. Thought maybe you guys would hang out and maybe do a Secret Santa, and I just wasn't a part of it.
Yeah. I don't know him personally, but...
Okay.
But, contrary to popular belief, but he... I'm guessing that if you're that kind of person that you get up at 4 a.m., that there are going to be times where you're like, okay, it's, I'm going to dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm going to stay up real late till 9 o'clock.
Right. And you're that drag at dinner that is yawning and everybody's like, oh, Marky, we know you got to go to bed. Oh, Marky, did we keep you up? If this dude ever listens to this podcast, the fact that I keep calling him Marky, he's probably going to want to shoot his computer or his phone.
What?
And since you guys, normally I would say it was a long shot that he would listen to this, but since you guys are close and y'all do Secret Santa and stuff, it's like he might listen to this.
Yeah. Also, if you've seen our subscriber list and how large it is, chances are really good.
I know. We got like a hot top five.
A hot top five.
And all of our listeners are in that top five.
Shout out to our boy Scotty, who's always commenting and giving us feedback. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Getting up early. Not your deal. But that's what reminds me of summer. Longer days.
Mm-hmm.
So we get home from work. We're able to like go to the park or take a walk, which we haven't really been doing lately, but we used to do.
Yeah.
On that. I think, obviously, the warm weather is a big signal, you know.
The what now?
Warm weather.
Oh, the warm weather. Yes. Yeah.
But it's New Orleans, right? So we're like it's almost like, always.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's warm most of the time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But I'd say it crosses warm and it gets into like battle to the death heat is what it gets into around this time of year. And you're just like, I don't know if I can make it outside.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can I make it to my car? I don't know. We'll see.
Everything you do, you just break out in instant sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you open the door to your car and your hand slips off the handle because you're instantly sweating 5 seconds after leaving the house.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what's awful? The humidity. Because it's not just hot and then you have a breeze. It's like a blanket of wet, hot sauna. It's like you're in a sauna. 24/7. Maybe that's why little Southern girls have nice skin, because it's you get in a steam all the time, basically. Yeah, I mean,
I've noticed. Yeah.
Have you really noticed that?
No.
Ugh. One of these episodes, I'm gonna have to go into my skincare regime, because just right now, y'all, my face feels like sandpaper and it looks like coffee grounds, and that is not a joke, is it, George?
Yeah.
I did a new laser treatment the other day. And I'm going to have to tell y'all later, but it's
when awful. I was digging through the pantry when you were in there and I grabbed your face because I thought I had the coffee ground. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
When we woke up this morning and you looked at me and you were like, oh, I'm tired. Want an espresso? I was like, oh, dang, it's because my face looks like coffee grounds.
When I try to wipe your face off the mattress because I thought it dirt somehow came into the room, that was when I wanted to say that.
Yeah, I need a whole episode for skincare because I'm fighting it hard. Oh, summer. Yo, I just turned 39. My birthday's July 1st.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And that happens every summer, which mm-hmm. I'm happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm fighting this
whole... So that's a big signal to you because birthdays...
Yes, the summer signifies my birthday is coming up.
Which typically is birthday month.
Uh-huh. And when I was little, everyone would always go out of town, except for like my cousins and my closest friends. I would always have like a... you know, birthday / July 4th type of thing. Pool. It was always a pool party. Always. Mm. Because it was so close to the July 4th and it was in summer. But yeah, that's exciting to me. It tips me off my birthday's coming up. And you know what else? As I've gotten older, I've tried to like claim summer blockbuster movies as if they're my birthday present.
Right. Because I remember whenever like Marvel movies come out now.
Yeah. So we'll be seeing a movie like in late May, and it'll say coming Independence Day, Superhero 7, and I'm like, well, that's my birthday present.
I think they
coming
should just
coming out July 4th, and I'm like, well, 3 days late, but still my birthday present.
I also think that they should just start calling the movies superhero.
Mm-hmm. Superhero again, 27.
I think they'd make a lot more money because some people can't follow like all the names and how they're all connected, but they could follow a number of movies
and they know what a superhero is.
Yeah, it's
and
just like that. yeah, I saw number 10.
Did you see that superhero one? The one with the green man, number 17? Oh yeah, I saw that. That was great.
No, I'm only up to number 12, so don't no spoilers.
Is it a blue man or is it the one with the lobster arms? Oh, it's the lobster arm one. Oh, I love that one. Yeah, I didn't see the blue man one yet.
That one's a comedy / action flick.
Uh-huh. Wow. Romantic superhero comedy.
So there were other indicators that let me know summer, obviously the big summer blockbuster movies, but there's no start date to that really anymore because it just seems like massive blockbuster after massive blockbuster. Like it doesn't matter now that a movie comes out in January or February, it can still make just as much as a summer movie. Marvel movies are kind of proving that more, but there's some staples like the last three summers have been Stranger Things. Rolling out mm-hmm. during the summer. So mm-hmm. that's been a big indicator. I love this last season. We've got to talk a whole episode of just that.
Of just this last season of Stranger Things?
Just Stranger Things episode, season 3. I would love to do that.
Okay.
And just completely dissect it.
Okay. Which of our 5 listeners will be able to follow that?
Our most predominant listener is Scott V.
Well, you need to text him first and say, have you caught up on season 3? Because if not, girl, spoiler alert. Big time. Because the whole episode is just going to spoil it all.
Yeah. And then during the winter, it used to be Star Wars movies. Like the last couple of years, it would be every winter would be a Star Wars mm-hmm. movie. But they've kind of gone away or changed it up or something like that. So.
Yeah. Every Christmas, there's also like a major actor in a fat suit. Or something, like pretending to be like a professor or a Santa Claus.
Because it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Because that's always funny. So that gets a laugh. That's really not anything to do with my birthday. I just felt I should say it. Because we talked about movies.
No, I'm going to let you.
You're going to let me finish? Okay.
No, keep going. Get yourself out of that one.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me climb out of that hole.
I know we're just listening to audio, and one day we'll move to video production. But
what, like YouTube?
Yeah, like YouTube.
I think it's been done.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed seeing that awkward moment of your eyes darting in all sorts of directions.
Because I was like, why did I mention wintertime movies when it has nothing to do with summer or my birthday? But I wrangled it back.
Favorite summer snack? Hit me.
Favorite summer snack is, well, I mentioned a Freezy Pop earlier, but I don't really have those as much anymore. So I would say, ice cream?
Ice cream, okay. Yeah, there's certain things that you can't really have any other time except summer.
Oh, well, I have ice cream year-round, bro. So, yeah. Is there something I only have in the summer? I don't think so, because I have iced coffee year-round, too. Yeah. Even when it's freezing cold outside, I'll have an iced coffee.
Now, because of a very nice gift from your sister and my sister's boyfriend, we have a grill. So, we have joined, like, the grill... kind of circle of people that grill during the summer. Like now people are like, hey, let's grill on Sunday. You know,
I think like one person has said that to you. Let's grill.
Three people.
Really?
Three people have told me like, hey, let me come over and grill. We'll grill. We'll grill. Mm. We'll grill. We'll grill. Mm. And I'm like, I don't have a grill. And they're like, oh.
So y'all, if you don't have my sister, then you basically don't have a sister. I don't care how many sisters you have. If one of them's not mine, Tina, then you basically don't have any. Because she came down for July 4th. It was a great time. Her and her boyfriend, Mike. And
oh, and if your sister doesn't have a boyfriend named Mike, then your she sister doesn't have a boyfriend.
Anywho's, she came down for July 4th just to spend some good old times. And... she said, you know, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm a burl some hot dogs. I think I said I'm a bowl some weenies. To quote unquote, to be matter of fact on that. I said, I'm a boil some hot dogs and that's it, girl. And if you don't like hot dogs and if you don't like chips, well, I don't know what to tell you, but you can come swimming anyway. She said, okay, well, I'm gonna come down and stay with you. So she did. And then these fools go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. Talking about we're going to go get some snacks. Then they come back with a grill. Because she said, you don't have a grill? It's like, no, I'm boiling them hot dogs. Did I stutter? I'm going to boil them in some old water. I'm going to put them in some old water and I'm going to boil them up.
We left a bucket of water outside purposely for 3 days.
And so they go to Walmart real quick and they come back. And they opened the trunk and they bought us a grill.
Yeah. And I love Mike
it
says.
It was so sweet.
We know you guys are like fancy and not traditional and you have really unique taste. So we got you this kind of grill. And it was absolutely perfect. It's compact.
And I don't
it's
know.
Rollable. It's sleek looking. It has like a griddle top instead of the grill. So it's low maintenance. Boom. They hit it like they just nailed it.
Right.
With the type of grill that we would buy.
Yes, they did. I don't think we're fancy people, but they did nail it. Like, if you put a whole row of an aisle of grills in front of us
then
and you
walk
were like,
through
pick
our house,
one.
And then you look at us and...
we're going to go for the most low maintenance grill that there is that requires no scrub. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was just the most perfect one that they could have chosen.
Yeah.
Didn't have to scrub it. Didn't have to do anything. It's like a big old frying pan, but nonstick, and it's got these little holders for you to put it like your little cooking accessories and your paper towels and whatnot. It was just really awesome. It was a really awesome gift.
Yeah.
But my sister made sure to tell me like, that's my Christmas gift, and that's our anniversary gift, and that's George's birthday gift, and that's all the gifts.
And that's all we ever need. Thank you so much for that. But now we join the grill community. Like I'm looking at how to season your grill. How to like grill things effectively and kind
of. You should call Marky Mark and see what he grills.
Yeah, he's on the low carb deals, I think. So.
Perfect. Invite him over to our house for some scrimps.
I don't know if he's on the low carb deal.
Ah, well, I just totally believe that.
I don't know now.
If he showed up at the house though, I definitely would like put like a whole Maine lobster on the grill, and maybe some clarified butter.
Just a live lobster. You just toss it on the grill.
It'd be squealing. And I was like, oh no, you're going to die soon. Just hold on. That's so cruel.
All right. So chances are high that Mark Wahlberg is one of our listeners and that he just listened to a latest episode of Currently with George and Donna discovering summer and discussing summertime things. We love you, babies.
Bye, babies.